Italian judges label far-left social center a criminal association. By Chris Tomlinson on July 12, 2022. Judges in the Italian city of Turin have declared a far-left extremist social center a criminal association after the center has been a hub of far-left extremist activity for years. The Court of Review of Turin has declared the Ascatasana Social Center a criminal association following an appeal by the Public Prosecutor's Office, which closed an investigation into members of the center last month. The prosecutor had initially sought the arrest of seven people linked to the social center and over various crimes, but the request to arrest the alleged far-left extremists was not initially granted, leading to the request for review, the newspaper Il Giornale reports. Despite its innocent-sounding name, the Ascatasana Social Center is said to be one of the largest and most influential in Italy and has been under investigation by the General Investigations and Special Operations Division, DIGOS, since 2019. Prosecutors state that extremists from the center have been not only involved with the actions against the construction of the Turin-Lyon high-speed railway, also known as the No-TOV movement, but have also attempted to infiltrate environmental groups. Far-left activists from Turin Social Center have also been active in aiding illegal immigrants in the city, and both extremists and migrants occupied the former Olympic Village built for the 2006 Winter Olympics and turned the area into a no-go zone, according to a 2018 report. Members of the Social Center are also alleged to have contacted former members of the far-left terrorist Red Brigades who carried out killings and kidnappings throughout the 1970s and 80s. Including the murder of former Italian Prime Minister Aldo Moro in 1978. Many of the Red Brigade's members fled the country to countries like France following the end of the period of violence known as the Years of Lead, but the Italian government has made efforts to extradite some former members of the group. Last month, the French appeals court rejected an Italian request to extradite 10 members of far-left groups, including the Red Brigades, as the extremists, all of which are over 60, argued they would end up dying in prison. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.